You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, happy Thursday to you all. Wanted to do what I always do when I open the program, and I do have a featured caller today, so I'll get to that call in just a minute. I draw one card of the day, and this particular card of the day is a card that's called Letting Go. In traditional tarot, it's the Eight of Cups. In my deck, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck, is called Letting Go. And what that means is it's time for you to really evaluate what you've been putting a lot of time into. And it may be time to step back from that to go in a brand new direction. So sometimes people get this card if they're leaving a job and they know they've put a lot of time in and effort into that job, but it's time to leave and move on to do something else. What the card actually says is that have the sadness, have your one-day pity party about letting whatever it is go, and then realize that the new beginning is always going to be better for you. So that's our card of the day. My featured caller today is, let me get her on the air, is Celeste. Hi, Celeste. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mona?
I'm doing good. Okay, so what I do is you're getting a full spread of cards. So I'm actually going to do a full reading for you very quickly. And it'll take about 10 minutes or so. Make sure you have your questions handy so that you can ask them when I'm done doing the general overview. So I'm drawing five cards first. So these first five cards act kind of as a guideline or a headline for your reading. And then I'm shuffling the whole rest of the deck, so I'm touching all the cards. And this is when I want you to concentrate on the whole reason that you wanted to be my featured caller today. So I want you to concentrate on that while I'm shuffling the cards. All right. I'm gathering those up right now. And then I'm cutting the deck. All right, here we go. Celeste, change is afoot. Change is a-coming. It is going to be a shift connected with your career. It's also a different way of looking at your life because you're sort of tired of not living up to your own potential. And you have a card here that talks about you're working your butt off, but it doesn't seem like you're being rewarded for the hard work. So there is a change about to happen for you, and it's based on the idea that you just don't really, you're not aligning with this career anymore. So tell me what it is you do for work.
I work in the bartending industry.
Okay. It may be just the place you're working at, but what it's saying here is it seems like the person that you're reporting to, although he kind of comes across as sort of a big swing and dick in business, doesn't really see what you contribute. And it feels like he treats you like you're invisible, like you don't even make a difference. And that's part of the reason why I'm thinking that there may be a shift in a new direction. And then it's talking about, and I'm going to your love category next, because what it's saying is that you have a very, very high standard for a love relationship. In other words, you are not going to easily give your heart to somebody unless they pass certain tests with you. Having said that, there's a man here that may be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio that's about to come into your life that actually feels like somebody you can be calm around, which is difficult for you to be calm because you're sort of somebody that has to have always something to do. But this man makes you feel calm. Do you recognize him?
Possibly.
Okay. This man is somebody that he's available, but and I'm putting a but in here, he's available, but you might find him a little initially boring, that he may not be what you had really anticipated as someone you would align your life with. But what it's saying here is that the longer you get to know him, the less boring he becomes. Tell me what's going on at work.
Just working a lot.
Okay, because what it's saying is that there's a lot of hard work you're doing, but you're not getting recognized for it, and secondly, there is a job change coming, and this says it's coming by October, that you no longer want to work in an environment where it just feels like you're one of a bunch of people, and you have every number 10 card that you can get in my deck in your reading. So it resonates to the month of October, but it also resonates to the card of luck and change. And the way this card is coming up is here it talks about your hard work, and then the next card it talks about luck and change working in your favor. So it's very important that you pay attention to any coincidental meetings that are coming your way, anyone that you seem to have run into from the past that sort of owes you a favor. It would be time to call in that favor. The energy, I want to talk about your energy cards. You have a card here of a deep letting go of something not working for you. It resonates to money and work. So that's the other reason why I'm getting the sense that you may be changing jobs. The next card is talking about you may not be perceived as someone who's all in, that you may not be drinking the Kool-Aid where you are, so you might not be getting the favorable light shined on you because you don't believe in the energy or the vibration where you work, and that means more to you than it does to me. Then there's a card that says that you feel stuck where you are. You just feel stuck, and that from a place of discomfort, you actually get your own vision or your own epiphany for what it is you do next. And then then you do your best stuff when you're chasing after something. When you have something, a goal in your crosshairs, nobody can act as quickly as you can. And that's why you can change your mind on the drop of a dime, is because when something is correct and feels good to you, you have a tendency to just go after it. Those are your vibration cards. Your first five cards talk about you're absolutely exhausted, you keep taking on burdens that aren't yours, and you feel trapped. So when I get those cards for people, it usually resonates to work or relationship where you just don't feel like things are moving forward in either one of those areas. And then there's a card that the conclusion card for that says reach out to the friends that owe you favors. So this is where you actually do a little mental checklist of people you've helped in the past. And you ask them to help you, which is going to be the hardest thing you do because you're not good at asking for help. So then the last card talks about a younger man, dark hair, dark eyes. This is not a romantic relationship. This is a friendship. And this is somebody that will help facilitate the job change for you. So he may be the person you reach out to that you used to work with in the past or that's a friend of yours that's working in a place that you'd like to work. And he facilitates the path for you to have that, all right? What's really funny is your first card, the one that is the card that I'm most talking about, the card of change, is the Wheel of Fortune. It is the first card that you received, and it literally talks about change for you and that you need to stay calm during the change, but realize that you're not supposed to be in a painful place anymore. As a matter of fact, if something's causing you pain, it's time to step back from it. So what questions do you have for me?
Actually, that pretty much nailed. I was looking to see if it was time to make a change into a new career.
This is saying yes, and I'll tell you your background, if you've been a bartender, if you've actually been doing that, your background would serve really well to be a rep for a liquor company or a wine company where you actually scheduled events and tastings at different places. So you would be the person that might work for, I don't know, Absolut Vodka, and you would create perhaps a tasting menu for a restaurant that would go with your drinks. So it would start with something, you know, maybe savory for the appetizer, something very grounded for the main course, and something sweet for the dessert, that you may end up helping restaurants do that. With your background and the fact that there's not a drink you can't make, it may be that that's the path you go into next, is that you actually represent a liquor company. The schedule will be much more flexible for you. Most of your events would be in the evenings, and it would be something that you could create totally for yourself. And remember how I said it's time for you to call in your favors. So if you know anybody that actually happens to own a liquor company, or somebody locally that's looking to, don't we have that? What's the vodka that's made here? What's that vodka?
There's one made in Texas, Tito's.
Oh, yeah, okay. And isn't there a Las Vegas vodka?
I'm not positive. I don't think so.
Okay. Let's say you reach out to them and say, I want to be your rep here in Vegas, and you represent that particular line, and it allows you to be way more independent, and it would lead you to other things down the road. But what it's saying here is your biggest desire is to be autonomous and be able to have control over the amount of money you're making. But I find it very compelling that your first card in your reading is the Wheel of Fortune.
That means take full advantage of those changes?
Yes. Actually, it says stay calm, and though you're in control of all the changes that are around you. In other words, I want you to believe that your spirit is causing the changes, and that you're being shown what you don't want to do to earn money, and that you don't want to be trapped in doing what you're doing for the rest of your life. That's, it's funny. I look at, and I'm not saying this to be critical, but I'm also saying it to be critical, is if you look at some of the cocktail waitresses at some of the strip hotels in Vegas, they really should have not been a cocktail waitress about 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
Because they don't have the look. So unless the casino actually embraces the idea that it's okay to have more mature people serving cocktails, then they need to put them in a different uniform. And then it makes the age part of what they are classy, not trying to make a 62-year-old woman look sexy in a short skirt.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing, is that you're at a point right now where you know you need to shift in a new direction, because you're still young enough, you're still smart enough, you're still pretty enough to be able to make the shift and allow yourself to grow with something that maturity might be a little bit better embraced.
Definitely. I'm looking at, I actually have an interview set up for a spirit company.
Oh, you do? Oh, you're going to do very well.
I've been speaking with a couple people in that direction, so that's a really positive encouragement to continue on that path.
All right. The best thing you can do in the interview is talk about what a great networker you are, and that you know a boatload of people that would invite you to do this already. That's how you stress that. And the other thing you're really good at is you're really good at bringing harmony to chaos. You're very good at thinking on your feet, and those are the things that you want to project and explain when you're talking to these interviews, because this is saying the interview is going to go real well. You will have a new job no later than October, but it could happen sooner than that, because you're totally ready for a change.
I have a son about to start preschool, so that would be the absolute right time to be moving into a new field.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being my featured caller, Celeste.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate everything you said. Thank you.
No problem. Have a great fourth weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I'm going to go area code 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kasia. How are you?
Hi, Kasia. What's your question?
Another bartender on the line, and my question is also job-related. The place where I was working at has closed down unexpectedly.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, hold on. It gets better. And a place where my friend worked at, and it's a place, you know, good reputation. They've been around for a long time, and he's like, let me get you in here. You're great at what you do. People like you. And just yesterday on the news, it said that they got shut down. So my sure thing.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, went away, and I'm kind of like, what the hell? Because right now there's going to be, you know, two restaurants in the area, major restaurants in the area that had closed down, and all those people are going to be looking for work. So, I mean, I do, Louise, hey, I do the affirmations. I know that this happened because there's a better job for me out there, but I just wanted to see what you see about that.
Well, every one of your cards here is reversed, and actually some of the cards are better reversed than they are upright. But it's funny because it says here that you get ahead by reversal, that your whole life you've actually gotten something better when something shitty's happened.
Yeah,
so,
it really has happened that way.
Okay, so here's the thing. The difference between you and a lot of other people is that some people use that shit and they roll around in it and they smell like that their whole life. Some people use the shit as fertilizer, and I would call you one of those. You use the crap that's happened to you as fodder, fertilizer, motivation to go in another direction. As a matter of fact, one of the things I know about you for sure, just from your phone call today, is that the biggest way to motivate you is to piss you off.
Yes.
Okay, so having said that, and that's funny because I've never had two bartender people in a row call my program, so I just think that's kind of funny, that's just ironic that two bartender people have to call. And I would actually suggest with you, though, is that there is something about you that comes across as incredibly knowledgeable and mature, and there is this almost immediate trust factor that people have with you, which is why your friend didn't hesitate about trying to help you get a job at the new place. But I actually think in a way you've dodged a bullet. So you didn't get yourself all wrapped up in something and then that one closed too. One of the things I would recommend for you is, have you ever thought about actually becoming a professional sommelier?
A professional what?
Sommelier, a wine expert?
No, I have not thought about that.
Because you might want to look around in your city to see courses that help train you in that direction. But in the meantime, what I'd like you to do is start applying at any major hotel around you to either do fill-in for bartender for conventions or actually get hired as an on-call bartender at a variety of different hotels. Okay? Here's the thing. What your cards are talking about is this sort of it's like that big leap in the air, you know, like when you're going for, I'll do it a different example. You know how trapeze artists, they have the little swinging, the swings,
sure.
And they're grabbing
yeah.
from one bar to the next bar? Well, right now you are in that nanosecond between one bar and the next bar, all right? And it feels very scary, all right? It just feels like, holy crap, I have to grab that other bar. Right. What the cards are saying here is that there is something coming to you no later than August that actually allows you to make decent money, to be able to support yourself. It's also saying here that there's an opportunity for you to create an amazing business alliance with the people that are there. And even though it starts out to be the same thing you've done before, you're going to set yourself in a path where you actually become even more educated in what you do, all right? So, and that's probably part of the reason I got the whole wine sommelier thing. We have events in Vegas where they have people that are sake sommeliers, where they just do sake tastings around town for happy hour, which is amazing because you have no idea how many different flavors of sake there are out there. So for somebody to come in and actually coach you on what to look for in the difference, what it's saying with you is that the more professional environment you can get yourself connected to, the better it will be for you in the long run. So I'm actually thinking instead of a restaurant, I would like you to approach several hotels about you being somebody that either gets hired full-time or is on call for them. The interesting thing about what I'm seeing for you is I don't see money worries. I actually see that you swing this. So that part makes me feel better, because I actually see that you swing it so that you can actually make enough money for yourself. But what's funny is that it's talking about a total all-in embracing of what you do next. So let me ask you a question, because your cards are indicating that there's a part of you that doesn't want to even stay in bartending. So if money was not a problem, what is it you would do with your life? I think I lost that call. All right, that's weird. All right, I'm going on and on and on and talking. Okay, well, let me see. I'm going to area code. Hold on, there was some area code 510. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Hi, this is Audrey. How are you?
Hi, Audrey. What's your question?
My question also has to do with employment, but I'm not a bartender. I am looking for a new job, and I'm hoping something is going to come up in the next couple of months for me. Can you tell me what you see?
Well, it could come up sooner than later if you want it to.
Sure.
Why are you saying couple of months?
Because nothing is happening right now. So,
oh, all right. That's funny. I have an interesting spread of cards for you. Four out of the five cards I just drew for you represent people. So let's say you've been on three interviews and they didn't go very well. It's saying the fourth interview is the one that sticks.
Okay.
And it's not that they didn't go very well on your part. It's just you didn't connect with the person on the level that you would have needed to get the job. All right? So it really wasn't you. It was them, in my opinion. This man that I actually see you ultimately working for is somebody that's a little a more mature man, so he's probably in his 40s or maybe even a little older. He's somebody that is incredibly good at what he does. He is a powerhouse at what he does. And this is the man that I see you working for ultimately. So I want you to have a slightly different approach to how you find the next job. What's your background?
I have 35 years in professional sales and management.
Okay. And which did you like best?
Management.
Okay. It's funny you hesitated, because I think you were drawn to initially saying sales, but then you realized that sales usually means a quota, and management means that you're better at you want to guide people with your experience as opposed to actually showing people what you can do with your experience. Okay?
Correct.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do, is I want you to look around to companies that are in your area, and I want you to find a guy that just seems to have his stuff together, all right? And this guy is in his 40s. And then I want you to go to him and say, I'm very good at leadership for sales teams. Very good at managing sales teams. And I'm wondering if you're looking for someone with my background to work for you. The thing is that I don't want you reporting to some under-level director or even a vice president. I want you to report directly to the owner or the CEO of a company. So that's why I'm asking you to reach out to the CEO first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Because what it's saying here is that you need to go right to the decision maker, right to the source, and it's saying that you can get a job pretty quickly. You have the most successful, most happiest card you can get in my whole deck. In traditional tarot, it's a card called the Sun. In my deck, it's called Innocence, which means accepting and enjoying the moment and allowing the moment to take care of itself for a better future.
Great. That sounds wonderful.
So what I want you to do is in the next couple weeks, shift your attention to a man that is like the CEO or owner of a company, where you actually go in, and you can even be an admin person, you know, managing the whole, like the COO of the company, where you're managing everything. And, you know,
see,
not only...
Yeah, that's what I did in my last job for 11 years. I managed everything from P&L to sales.
Okay.
I did everything.
Well, then it sounds to me like you need to find a job that has something like 40 or 50 employees, where you actually go to the CEO and say, look, I can handle all this stuff that you don't want to handle anymore.
Okay.
Seriously. And it's saying that that's how you get the job. It's the direct approach. And because you don't have a problem in sales, now we need to challenge yourself to sell yourself.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, you guys, I will be back in just a couple minutes, so hang in there.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. Consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, and I'm back. And I have a caller here, but they've blocked their phone number. So, hi, who's this? This is Mona.
Hello, my name is Marie.
Marie?
Yeah.
What's your question for me, Marie?
I have a friend named John, and John goes on these like many dates, and like he can't find a girl that's right for him. And I wanted to know when he's gonna find a loved one.
Marie, how old are you?
I am 24.
Wow, you sound very young. Have people told you that?
Some people. I don't have a deep voice. The doctor told me that. I don't know what's the problem.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. You just sounded really young. I want to tell you that John is somebody that he's looking for his best partner, but he's doing it in a very sort of analytical way. All right. So he's not looking for the looking at the woman from across the room and the angels sing and the harps play and the trumpets sound. He's not looking for that. He's looking for somebody that is smart enough and as successful as he plans to be in his career. That's who he's looking for. And so it has nothing to do with him. He won't fall in love with somebody until he meets somebody that has certain credentials first. And that's what I'm seeing in his reading. So he will eventually meet somebody, but he won't meet somebody unless he perceives them to be as successful or more successful than him. So I hope that helped. Thanks for calling. See you later. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 253 area code. Hello, 253. Who's this?
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What's your question?
My question is about my job.
Okay.
Just wanted to know if it's going to get better, if I'm going to stay where I'm at.
Well, usually when people ask me that question, they're already ready for a change. And it's saying here that you want to actually be in love with your work. You want to be so in love with your work that you don't actually look at the clock all day, you know, to know when you can go home for the day. So what I'm getting for you is that the more autonomous you are, the happier you'll be. Debbie, have you ever thought about doing real estate?
That's what I do.
Oh, all right. Well, because it says that you're very good, but you might not be in the right environment. There's a dark-haired, dark-eyed man here that would be a better person to report to or a better owner of a realty company than the one you're at now.
Okay.
Because it feels like you're compromising everything now. That it feels like you know you're doing the work. You know you're doing what you need to do. But what it's saying here is that you don't feel in an environment that seems to support you. So what I would do is I would just find another, I mean, like if you worked for Prudential now, I'd say go work for Century 21. Or if you worked for Century 21 now, I would go find some smaller independent company where the guy that owns the company, which by the way has dark hair and dark eyes, is somebody that gets the reason he started his own company is he didn't want to work for some big conglomerate that he didn't really feel like he was treated fairly. He just felt like he was one of the cattle in the herd and that you know, nothing he did was special. So he decided to start his own realty company. So that would be the guy I would look for in your area. And I keep getting dark hair, dark eyes. He's made good money for himself. He knows how to do this the right way. But right now it says you are not in love where you're working, but you want to be in love in your job. This is saying you can shift as quickly as 3 weeks.
Wow, that's wonderful. Let me just ask you one question. The guy that I do work for, the broker, he is dark hair, dark eyes. Is it him?
Well, here's the thing. Is that broker going to go to another realty company?
I don't know. He owns the company.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. The dark-haired, dark-eyed guy that's coming up in your reading is coming up upright. So you may be able to make things better just by having a direct conversation with him because he may have preconceived ideas of who you are and what you're capable of, and it's just based on his assumption. But this dark-haired, dark-eyed man is coming up upright in your reading.
Okay.
So he's not an evil man. So it may be that you go to him with a question of how maybe he can train you better or maybe how he started the business and why he did. It's in a way I'm asking you to work the politics where you are right now, but the fact is that there is a dark-haired, dark-eyed man connected with business and money with you that can actually work to your favor if you let it happen.
Okay.
So you could let it happen where you are right now. You just need to go to him and say you have questions about you know, how things are working here and how people are compensated and how it feels like, you know, when cold calls come into a company, how it seems like certain people get to have those calls and you don't.
Okay.
You need to ask those questions. Because I have to tell you, I did a sales job. I only worked at the place for 3 months, but I did a sales job once where it was all phone sales, right? And what happened was is this one guy got with the IT guy, and he worked it out so that all the new calls, all the cold calls from the queue came to him first. And then if he was on the phone, they would go to the other salespeople, which was bull crap. So So what happened was, is I realized that was going on, and I challenged it, and they found out that, yes, all these calls in the queue were going to him first, but the sales manager didn't know about it. This guy had just set it up on his own through the IT guy. So what I would do is go to your boss and say, you know, it just seems like everybody else seems to get leads from people just calling, and I don't seem to get any of those. Why is that?
Okay. I will.
But ask him, just directly ask him the question, because he may not be aware that there's some politics going on and that there should be some sort of a queue system where people are in a certain order where they get the calls no matter what. You know, so you might start with that full, because you just feel like things are kind of unfair to you. You're putting in the effort. You actually are going to be and are quite good at what you do. I just think that if you bring it up and say, look, I need your advice on something, it seems like, and then you list the things, and I want you to have three things. Things that don't seem to be as fair to you as they do to other people.
Okay.
All right? And the thing is if he doesn't respond, then you know there's a new dark-haired, dark-eyed guy you're supposed to work for.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate
the
call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here. Okay, there's somebody else who has blocked their number. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Tara.
Hi, Tara. What's your question?
What do you see regarding relationships?
Let's see. Well, there is there's a younger man here who is incredibly cute. When I say younger, he could be like 6 months or a year or so younger than you. But this guy is just delightful. Do you already know him?
No. I don't.
Well, this is saying he's coming into your life within the next 3 months that you're about to meet him. Now, here's the thing, is that you need to be somebody that's in group situations that are not connected with a bar, that are more professionally connected, that you'll be able to meet him. Because he is somebody that is, in other words, like if you signed up for Toastmasters and learned how to speak publicly, that would be something I would recommend. The other thing is that this is a guy that if you would likely meet him doing some sort of a training or schooling or learning something. So the closest thing to a bar I would recommend is if you went to a wine tasting or some sort of event like that where everybody was learning about wines. That would be one way to do it. But what it's saying here is that you will meet him through some sort of professional networking, and that he may be the owner of his own business, or he may be connected to a family business that is owned by the family, and he's somebody that's doing some sort of networking or market outreach connected with him. But that's the guy I see for you. And he's very cute. He's very cute.
Wow. Is you know it, Zodiac?
Well, this is saying Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus, so that he's an earth sign. But what I want to tell you is that this is a guy you're going to meet when you're learning something. So that's why I keep bringing that up. So either educational conference, like, you know, someone's blowing into town to tell you how to, you know, I guess invest in real estate or flip houses or whatever it is, or it may be that it's some sort of a convention where there's public speakers that are part of the convention. But what your cards are talking about is that you will meet him in a learning environment or a networking environment that also has a learning aspect to it. So, all right, my friend, let me know what happens.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Happy 4th.
Same to you. Sorry. I let you go before you got to say same to you. All right, area code 505. Hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tricia.
Hi, Tricia. What's your question?
Hi. I like what I'm doing. However, I'd like to maybe incorporate what I'm doing in my job into maybe something more holistic. I don't know what comes up for me, but am I okay where I am, or is there going to be changes?
The job where you are right now is not bad. It's not ideally where you want to be yet. What it's saying is that you have a card that's called integration, all right? And it talks about absorbing the best of other cultures, or the best of other groups of people into kind of your own energy. I will tell you that if you open yourself to the idea of being guided by angels, you will probably end up shifting to another job that is a better foundation job for you to have a little bit of money while you actually develop your own entrepreneurial side. One of the things that I see in your cards is that you may end up having some sort of an online business where you're selling a product and that you market the crap out of that website to people during, you know, for networking events. But it's saying that there are two people around you right now. One seems to have, these are both men, one seems to have emotional issues. The other man seems to be somebody that thinks he's like all that in a bag of chips, that he's very good at what he does, but he actually really has limitations. So neither one of these men are going to facilitate you growing in any way. And I think that they're connected with whatever you're doing now. So whatever you're doing right now is not bad. It's just I don't necessarily see the kind of future you want to have with this job. So it's saying that if you open yourself to the idea of being guided, the universe guiding you, that you will be guided to another job. And it's saying very quickly within the next 3 months. And one of the ways to do that, and it's going to sound like a very simple thing I tell you to do, Tricia, but it's very effective, is that when you wake up in the morning, I want you to face east. I want you to open your arms above your head like you're hugging the moon. And I want you to say to yourself, I'm open to my blessings.
Okay.
Because what this is saying is that the job where you are right now is okay. It's not ideal. And they'll keep you there as long as you want to stay there. But I really would like to see you shift into something different. You know, it's like let's say you had a website and you specialized in anti-aging products, anything from vitamins to lotions to, you know, maybe even some hormonal creams or whatever it is. You specialized in that and that you did your research and your study on it and you had things available with certain protocols for people, women especially, to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a more holistic approach, a little bit more in line with what you do. So if you were to get that going, then before work, say you could go to a networking breakfast and say, you know, hi, my name is Tricia. I have a website that specializes in antioxidants and anti-aging, and, you know, I'd like you to take a look at it. And then they would buy the products off your site. You would make a commission off that, and it might be a good passive income for you.
I see. Okay.
But what it's saying here is that you are being guided in a new direction, and I want you to be open to that guidance.
Yes, I feel that. It's just I haven't pinpointed it yet, and I just have a feeling that something's going to pop in my subconscious mind one of these days.
Yeah, actually, and I agree with you on that. And so, every morning, face east, open your arms wide above your head, and say, I'm open to my blessings.
Oh, wonderful.
And that when you get frustrated, instead of going on the frustrated mindset, go put a little red stop sign up and go, no, I'm open to my blessings. Just say to yourself,
okay.
I'm open to my blessings. Because as soon as you shift to that vibration, you will have that kind of inspiration that you're looking for, as well as you'll probably draw to yourself a job that's a better, quote, day job until you get yourself established in a new area.
I see. So I'm okay to stay where I am until this.
Yeah, actually, this place isn't bad. It's just it's not ideal, but it's not bad.
Right.
It's to show you that if you stay where you are, it's going to feel like this all the time. That's why I want you to continue to be open to what your own personal path epiphany is going to be for you. And I'm going to tell you that it has something to do with making people feel more vital.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And it's not selling that, like, you know, that, you know, mojo juice as, you know, like there's that the stuff out there that people are selling their juice and they show up at everybody else's, every other person's networking event and sort of like photobomb them but actually sort of take over the event, which I've seen them do. It's very weird. But no, this is just you being open to your blessings and that you will figure it out, and it's saying within the next 3 months that you're going to come up with a great idea for yourself.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you, Mona.
You're welcome,
I will
Trisha.
Take that advice. I'm definitely going to do that. Thank you.
All right. Take care. See you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the fabulous Las Vegas. Oh, next gentleman here. Got fabulous Las Vegas on the air here. Hold on, I'm trying to get you on the air, fabulous Las Vegas. Well, my computer is not actually letting me get this person from Las Vegas on the air, so I'm going to take a quick break and then I'll be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, let me see if I can get fabulous Las Vegas on the air. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Kobina.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Kobina.
Oh, hey, Kobina. What's your question?
I wanted to know about career. I'm struggling with what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I'm not happy with what I'm doing. At least I don't feel like it's where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't like where you are either. As a matter of fact, I don't like the person you report to. I don't like the feeling of trap that you have. I don't like the fact that it feels like your feelings are getting hurt almost around every corner because you are trying to do the best you can and it doesn't seem to be appreciated. So I don't like where you are either. So starting with that, let me tell you that your cards are talking about that the more creative you can be at your job, the happier you're going to be. And what it's saying is that you need to, first of all, reach out to people that owe you. So if there's anybody out there that owes you money, this is the time to call it in, all right? The other thing I see here for you is that are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because it also looks like your husband is not happy either, that that he feels kind of trapped where he is. What does he do for work?
He's a poker dealer.
Okay, the thing is that I'm surprised that he's actually not professionally playing poker himself. Because this is saying that that his ultimate dream might be to actually be a professional poker player and make a boatload of money doing that.
That right now
he's just a dealer, but that's he's got the skill to be able to be really good. So I'm throwing that out there for him. But you, what it's saying is that you need to be in charge of something creative. So what I would recommend is that you apply here in Vegas to all of the special event companies and all of the special events departments within the casinos so that you can learn how to do them yourself.
Wow. Okay.
And let me tell you this. Wouldn't it be just kick-ass cool if you and your husband actually started a side business where you did poker events for people's houses? Seriously, private poker parties, where your husband was the dealer for the poker party, and that you would be the person that would set it up. So it would be just, you know, just privatepoker.com or something like that, or privatepoker.com. I don't know. I don't know if those domain names are taken, but you pokertoyou.com. Because here's the thing, is that when people do home games, nobody wants to be the dealer. They all want to play.
Right.
Okay. So you could actually be somebody that does events where you, and the cool thing about it is your husband knows other poker dealers that, you know, when they're not on that shift, they could actually deal at a party, and you would charge a flat fee to be the dealer at the party, and you would also guarantee confidentiality.
Oh.
So you would actually just specialize in poker parties. I'm just giving that as an idea. But in the meantime, let's get you out of the shitty place you're working at right now and do something that you can learn a little bit more about events on a bigger scale. So you getting yourself any of the casinos, SLS Casino right now is hiring like crazy. They're on the strip at Sahara. They're hiring like crazy right now. And you even just getting in as a special event coordinator, as somebody that's on the ground level, we know you're great at handling people. We know you're great at handling chaos. We know that all of those things you do really well. So why not actually get paid for what you do really well and learn in the process of how it's done? So I'd apply it all in places. You know, SLS, any of the big casinos, Caesars Entertainment, Station Casinos, any of those. Be someone that gets involved in the special events. And then once you learn about it, you could actually go to your husband and say, honey, so I called this psychic program today, and I talked to Mona, and she said, wouldn't it be kick-ass if we started a company like this? Because think about it. There's all these people around here that would probably love to actually do a little mini poker tournament, that they would love to do like a charity poker tournament, and they would hire you to facilitate it. And, you know, you all would make a fair amount of money. So, and a fair amount of money would be, like, say, $100, $150 an hour for each dealer. And, of course, you would be facilitating the dealer, so you would charge $150 per hour per each dealer, but your dealers would get paid $100 an hour. So you'd make your 33% markup on that, and that you would pretty much supply that. And say you'd make your business might make $1,500 or $2,000 in a night, and the profit for you for that night might be $1,000.
Right.
So the only thing you'd have to do is supply. You'd have to supply the chips. You'd have to supply everything. But you'd have to supply the felt tablecloths that would have all the poker stuff on them, or just a plain, you know, you'd have to supply all the stuff. And it might even be that you end up purchasing some old poker tables, or you have somebody make them for you, or if your husband's handy, have him make them for you. You know, put some felt over some plywood with a little bit of cushion in there. You can actually make your own table. So here's the thing, is that you could end up doing these poker parties, and when you go to these casinos, I think they have something like, what, 8 or 10 people that sit around a table?
Yeah.
Think about it. It would be a really cool way for you to be an entrepreneur specializing in this, where you do private poker parties.
Okay.
Just, I'm sorry, I got that for you because your husband. And but what it's saying for you is that if you get yourself into these one of the hotels for special events to learn them, then you'll be incredibly effective down the road.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Hope
so,
that helps.
I mean, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 939 area code. Hello, 939. Who's this?
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering about birthday.
Is it your birthday?
Uh-huh.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday. Let me see what the cards want to tell you. All right. Okay. Your birthday cards are saying that this is the year to get serious about making money.
Okay.
And that, seriously, it's talking about getting serious about making money and not so serious about love relationships. I mean, if you're already in one, that's fine. But I don't really want this year to be about love or starting a family or anything like that. It's literally about you getting yourself on the path to make money, all right? And that I want you to make a game out of saving money. So it may be that you always visit the dollar store before you go to the grocery store kind of thing. That, and you may already do that. But what it's saying is that this is the year you get serious about making money. So what do you do for work?
I do a lot of creative and speculative stuff.
Okay, so do you
like
actually...
designing apps, music, writing songs, stuff like that.
That's funny, because when you said speculative, I went, oh, good, she's investing in the stock market. That's what I went to when you said that,
It is in a way because all your time goes into it. So it is the stock market when it's going to hit, you know.
Okay, well, because I actually would like you to take a couple $1,000 and put it in an E-Trade account and see what you can do to double it in 3 months.
Huh.
I'm serious. What I'm getting for you, and by the way, I'm getting the number 4 as a number for you to concentrate on, that
okay.
you may look at stocks that are $4. And that you, in other words, you look, the first thing that attracts you is the dollar amount of the stock. And then you start exploring the company. And then if you get a good vibe about what they're doing moving forward, you buy 100 shares of that. So now you have 400 shares of this $4 stock. And you keep watching it until it increases by 50%, and then you sell it.
Right.
And so now you've sold the stock for $600, and you've just made $200 just by keeping yourself aware of what was going on with that stock. So what I'm seeing here for you, that this is the year about making money. This is the year that you show people you're all in. Now, the other thing I would recommend, my birthday girl, is I would recommend that you point yourself in one specific direction. So if there's one specific thing you do well, that's the thing that I want you to concentrate on. And I just looked at the time, my friend, and I have to go.
Okay.
All right. Happy birthday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay,
you too. Bye.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be back live. I'm not live tomorrow because it's a holiday. I'll be back live on Monday, and I'll look forward to talking with you then. Thanks.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.